Here is the English translation of the provided text. Original text is already in English. South Korea close to securing oil supplies from Kazakhstan, minister says. China offers incentives to Taiwan following opposition leader's visit. Morgan Stanley mixed on U.S. natural gas outlook. Trump says U.S. forces are clearing Strait of Hormuz. From Boston to Denver, U.S. drivers cut back as Iran war pushes fuel costs higher. Exclusive, Iranian source says U.S. has agreed to release frozen Iranian assets in Qatar, other banks. Spot gold set for 3-week win streak ahead of crucial U.S.-Iran peace talks. U.S. team heads to Iran talks in Pakistan with low expectations. Oil ends lower ahead of U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks. Post steepest weekly loss since 2022. Oil near session lows amid choppy trade as fragile ceasefire appears to hold. Big screens, bigger fandom. BTS brings Arirang tour to AMC theaters. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. Memo X, Russia index unchanged. Artemis 2 astronauts safely back on Earth after historic trip around moon. 21-hour trading, Europe expands energy window as LNG risks grow. SanDisk to join NASDAQ 100 in latest index reshuffle. Atlassian to be removed, 23%+, 12%+. These tech stocks are rallying as CPI adds fuel to the rebound. Airline stocks, what happens after oil peaks? Investing.com stocks of the week, exclusive. Third Point won't run proxy fight at CoStar, exits position, letter says. OpenAI identifies security issue involving third-party tool, says user data was not accessed. What the Trump tax breaks giveth, the gasoline pump take the way. Colombia raises Ecuador tariffs to 100% as trade tensions escalate. Americans give record low marks to economy, an ominous sign for Republicans. Federal budget deficit narrows, still exceeds forecast. U.S. factory orders unchanged in February for second straight month. U.S. consumer sentiment dives to a record low in April amid Iran war. Factory orders remain flat, defying expectations of a decline. Michigan consumer sentiment dips below expectations, signaling caution. March inflation report, first to show impact of war, is in line with expectations. U.S. consumer price growth surges in March amid Iran-linked energy cost jump. Why is quantum computing seen as a challenge to Bitcoin? Japan targets Asian oil alliance as supply bottlenecks persist. China-Taiwan goodwill measures follow historic opposition visit. U.S.-Iran talks collapse. Vance exits Islamabad as nuclear impasse holds. Why are Japanese equities so resilient despite the Middle East war? BOJ policy to boost yen could be an option to curb inflation, Japanese minister says. Australia forms urea task force as Hormuz crisis threatens food security. Qatar to resume maritime navigation. Sunday on safe passage hopes. What to expect from the European Central Bank amid oil crisis? Hormuz naval standoff shadows J.D. Vance's long shot. Peace talks in Islamabad. BitMEX report finds 500%+ increase in tokenized commodities and equity perpetuals. Bitcoin hits $73,000 on Middle East geopolitical relief and $350 ETF inflow. Bitcoin set for best weekly gain since October 2025 after U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Basis successfully completes private testing as Base 58 Labs prepares for full-scale staking market rollout. Hong Kong issues first stablecoin licenses to HSBC. Standard Chartered Enhanced secures $1 million in strategic pre-seed funding to bring structured yield to more assets. OneChain exclusive, TokEdge valued at $15 million as firm targets $100 million crypto fund launch. CoinW partners with Luka Modric as global brand ambassador. Bitcoin clears 71K as AI and privacy tokens race ahead. Cathie Wood's ARK buys Palantir stock, sells AMD shares. Apple MacBook Neo opens the door to $32 billion TAM, Buffa Tesla stock. This is the most important catalyst this year. Tesla. JPM says record surge in unsold EVs will only add to FCF woes. Tesla FSD supervised wins approval in the Netherlands. European expansion begins.